This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In corporate news, Comcast bowed out of the fight to acquire Fox today. Instead, the company said, quote, "We will focus on our recommended offer for Sky." For those who've never heard of Sky, it's a European pay TV business that serves 23 million customers, mostly through satellite contracts. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what Comcast wants.
There's a new term in the media landscape that Joel Espelin says all the cool kids are using. He's with the software merger and acquisition firm The Quorum Group. That term, full stack video company. He says companies that are full stack can answer these three questions.
What content can I control? What rights do I have? What studio resources do I have to make shows?
HBO, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix are answering those questions. They're delivering premium video content directly to the TV watcher. And they're doing it on a global scale. Right now, Comcast isn't. It owns NBC Universal, but
they don't have a brand that works internationally. They don't have an offering. They certainly have the ability to produce a lot of great content, but they don't have really any platform to ride, any horse to ride in that race. And I think Sky could be that horse.
Comcast generates less than 10% of its revenue from markets outside the U.S. Netflix, on the other hand, almost all of its growth is happening internationally. Jonathan Chaplin is an analyst at New Street Research.
Ultimately, what Comcast sees in this is the ability to establish this as a Europe-wide direct-to-consumer network, similar to what Netflix has built.
So if Comcast buys Sky, then Comcast will likely first push out its NBC Universal shows through Sky Networks in Europe. It could go the other way, too. Shows and movies produced in Europe might very well end up on American TV. Sky shareholders have until August 22nd to accept Comcast's offer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.